I'm Professor David Gordon in the field of history. My specialty is modern East Asian history, especially modern Japan. This presentation takes us back to the late 1930s and the situation that was developing in Europe pertaining to the flight of Jewish refugees from the Nazi state, which was expanding at the time. And specifically, we're looking at two Asian diplomats, one Chinese and one Japanese, who wrote large numbers of visas for European Jews, and looking at sort of what motivated them and what the situation was in Asia at the time that was influencing their behavior over in Europe.
What motivated these two diplomats to do this from these two different countries?
I think they were both humanitarian, and they found that there was enough ambiguity in their respective countries' policies that they could exploit that to issue more visas or provide more visas than their governments necessarily really wanted them to.
These diplomats did this without the permission of their government, correct?
Well, what they found was that their governments were not giving them very clear guidelines. They'd ask for clarity, they wouldn't get it, and so they would decide, well, we're going to do what we want to do, which is issue more visas.
Do you think this is an important part of history of that time to be knowledgeable about, and why?
Yeah, I think it is pretty important, in part because it actually sheds a lot of light on what was going on in Asia at the time. These two countries, Japan and China, were at war. Each of them had groups within the government who were friendly or supportive of the Nazis, and then other groups that were opposed. So that's part of the reason that these diplomats are getting such mixed messages. So the diplomats in each case are with groups that are opposed to the Nazis, but they're still, each of those diplomats support their own country very much, and if they'd met, they probably would not have gotten along.
Did the diplomats, either one of them, leave any information about their motivation for this? Did they write diaries? Did they explain it at all?
They tended not to say very much. But one of them became famous late in his life, for having done this, and he reluctantly granted certain interviews to people and let himself be honored, actually, later on in the State of Israel for his contributions. So both of them said that they did this for humanitarian reasons, and they both express almost a little bit of surprise that others are so surprised about what they did, that their feeling is, well, of course, this is the natural thing to do.
And I assume that the people they wrote visas for went to either Japan or China, and did they stay? Did they move on?
Right. They basically would sooner or later end up in Shanghai, actually both groups. The ones who received visas from He Fengshan, who was a consul general in Vienna, Austria, they would usually go by boat from Italy to Shanghai directly. Whereas the ones who received visas from Sugihara, they would go through Russia to Japan, and then shortly before Pearl Harbor, if they hadn't found anywhere else to move, then they were all moved to Shanghai, which was at least partly under Japanese control at the time.
Okay, why Shanghai? Was there a Jewish community there?
There already was a Jewish community, and also it was, at that point, the one place in the world that didn't demand that someone have a visa in order to enter. So if you were able to take a boat to that location, there were no effective passport controls, and one could freely enter.
Is there anything else about the topic that you want to mention that might pique people's interest?
I think that this topic relates some to current day circumstances, like with Syrian refugees coming into Europe today through Greece, and also North Africans coming from Libya into Italy, and the kind of questions that those on the receiving end have. On the one hand, wanting to help. On the other hand, say, particularly Greece is not in a great situation to save refugees at this point. So the kinds of issues that these diplomats faced, you know, it's easy to put them kind of safely back in the past and simply regard them as the good guys. I do regard them definitely as the good guys, but I can see how different nations at the time recovering from the Great Depression were wondering, okay, what can we do and what should we do? And as I said, I think that there are some similar issues that are being faced right here, right now.